This is the recording of the 7th chapter of Part 3 Literary Trends. Name of the chapter: Futurism. Futurism was a movement in painting, music and literature that started just before the World War I. Futurism violently rejected all previous artistic traditions and conventions of 19th century, along with the accepted grammatical rules, and sought to depict the dynamic quality of life by giving an emphasis on the speed, flux, and violence of the modern age of machine. It was launched in 1909 by the Italian poet Filippo Marinetti in the Figaro, the first of a dozen of futurist manifestos. The manifesto was, however, not addressed solely to Italy, but from Italy to the world, France, Germany and Russia. The aim of futurism was to reform all the arts and most human activities. Marinetti declared, "It was from only that we broadcast this manifesto of ours to the whole world, because we want to free this country from the stinking gangrene of its professors, archaeologists, tourists, guides and antique dealers. Italy had been a junk shop for too long," he insisted. "It was time to burn her libraries, flood her museums and galleries, and tear down her sacred cities." Dynamism, simultaneity, noise music, free verse, and free association of words are the basis of the true futurist art form. Simultaneity means that several actions could take place at once. Noise music means the dissolution of rhythm. All these help express the beauty of speed, dynamic vivacity. A futurist holds that each individual has multiple consciousness. He needs to see everything at a glance and to have everything explained in a couple of words. Typographic revolution also contributes to the expression of different ideas simultaneously. The poetic technique of futurist poetry includes typographic experiments and the composition of the poems made up of meaningless sound. Words in a variety of types are spread out over the pages and sometimes arranged in graphic designs. The spelling "two beers" witness to the liberation advocated in the opening manifesto. Another theme taken up from the earlier manifesto was the use of the verb in infinitive instead of the conjugated verbs. This gives action to the new lyric using the verb, like the wheel of train or the propeller of an aeroplane. Futurist poetry depends on analogy instead of logic. The syntax of the traditional grammar goes away, and the nouns were placed in successions without conjunctions, adjectives, adverbs, and punctuation, and the use of capital letters are abolished, but mathematical and musical signs are allowed. The last expressions of futurism take on political form. Futurism's aggressive masculine cult of machinery and the warfare is eventually exploited by Mussolini as a part of official fascist culture in Italy. a distinct revolutionary socialist group of futurists also appears in Russia in 1912, led by the poet and playwright Vladimir Mayakovsky, M-A-Y-A-K-O-V-S-K-Y. This chapter is now over.